According to the Florida Auditor General, some business practices at the University of South Florida have raised a red flag about athletic department contracts. WUSF's Mark Schreiner has details.
A report from the Office of Auditor General Cheryl Norman reviewed four different areas at USF. Questions were raised about the severance packages given to ex-athletic director Doug Woolard and former assistant football coach Paul Wolf. The audit found that their contracts gave them severance pay in excess of 20 weeks, which is against state law. The report says USF paid $626,000 more than what the law allows. Current AD Mark Harlan, football coach Willie Taggart, men's basketball coach Orlando Antigua, and women's basketball coach Jose Fernandez all have similar clauses in their contracts. In a statement, USF officials say they disagree with the finding and are not planning to amend those contracts at this time. They added that the payments came from athletic department revenue and not state funds. The audit also found that the university failed to conduct proper background screenings for some employees who had access to cash or personal information about students, faculty, and staff. University officials blame understaffing and human resources for the problem. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.